Judge Clay Jenkins says plans to transfer some of the immigrant children to Dallas County began a little over a week ago after local religious leaders returned from the Rio Grande Valley, where they visited cramped holding centers with children eating in rooms with open toilets.
They're scared. They're not able to be inoculated in these facilities. They can't get the sort of complete care that they need. They've been through a horribly traumatic event, and they're children. And so we need to do what we can to help those children get over this traumatic event and provide them with some compassionate care.
The unaccompanied children are among the estimated 70,000 who will cross illegally into the United States this year. Many are fleeing violence and drug cartels in Central America and are brought here by paid smugglers. Jenkins says federal officials have been scouting for three locations in Dallas County that could each shelter up to 1,000 children. They're looking at empty hospitals and schools with space for dormitory-style housing. Jenkins says the federal government will pick up the costs that include housing, medical, counseling, and education needs. He hopes local groups will also contribute.
I'd love to see a group like the Baptist Men come in and feed these children once or twice a week, foods that they're used to eating at home. I'd love to see us have religious services at these facilities. I'd love to see partners like AT&T step up and provide some communication possibilities and some televisions to watch soccer and cartoons on.
North Texas Democrats expressed qualified support for Jenkins' plan.
It's a humanitarian crisis, and we need to do as a community what is morally right.
State Senator Royce West says holding community meetings to develop public support is crucial, and he wants to make sure the children aren't all housed in the same part of the county.
We need to make certain that these are not all in one neighborhood, and we need to, number one, put a cap on the number of individuals we're going to be taking in.
Dallas businessman David Alamiel, the Democrats' nominee for U.S. Senate, wants to ensure the children's stay is temporary.
I think that we should make sure they're okay. But then those who have families here is one thing. Everybody else need to be sent back to their family and sent back to their government. Tell them this is your responsibility, not ours.
Jenkins says he expects some resistance, but wants to avoid partisan politics.
We're not trying to get into the immigration debate. I support the surge at the border. We are trying to help the children that are here.
He expects the children to remain in North Texas for about 4 months while immigration officials contact family members and consider where the children will stay long term. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.